South Sudanese businessman Cho Lam, a board member with the South Sudan Oil and Gas Corporation, who's been in Washington here to attend President Donald Trump's inaugural this week, is here with us now in the studio to comment on the South Sudan social media ban and also to fill us in on some of the meetings he's had here while, attending the inaugural and some other events in the United States. Thanks for coming in, Cho.
Thank you very much for having me.
First, how do you think the shutdown of the TikTok and Facebook, that ban, will affect people in South Sudan? And do you think it's warranted by the government?
Thank you very much for having me again. I guess the idea of the ban, let's discuss it in general. What caused the ban to happen? The killing of innocent South Sudanese citizen in Sudan, in Al-Wad Madani, in Al Jazeera, by Sudanese men in uniform with guns, caused that problem. And from the idea of what happened is not allegedly, let me correct that, it happened and there's evidence.
Okay.
What happened?
We say it that way because we couldn't confirm it.
Okay, no problem. But, you know, people have come out with names and family members who lost people from there. The atrocities committed in Wad Madani is inhumane, is barbaric. It violates all human rights of South Sudanese. These were refugees. These are people who were not part of the war.
Right.
And these were innocent people. And I think the Sudanese or SAF or whoever who was wearing these uniforms and taped it is a problem that needs to be looked into by all human rights organization, and we're looking for that to take place. What happened in Juba?
We should probably just say too, you know, you saying that and making that clear does not mean you're taking sides by any stretch.
No, it's just human rights. It's a human rights thing. The atrocities committed, carried out in Wad Madani, videoed and shared intentionally. It has a ripple effect. And what happened in Juba, it was an emotional reaction that caused by wounds from the war that just recent wars that have happened before independence. So when we see things like that, people react. And it was an emotional reaction not carried by the government, carried by civilians who were remembered by these atrocities. And the government did what it could. The government, through the Ministry of Interior, imposed curfews, protected Sudanese nationals. They even moved some of them to safer areas.
So it was a security measure.
It was a security measure. So the ban that is happening now in South Sudan, it was a way for the South Sudanese government to protect Sudanese nationals. It's going beyond what has happened in the north. What happened in the north, we don't know yet if these people have been captured or what has been what happened. But the government of South Sudan is trying to show the world that it's doing what it could.
Okay.
Even the effect that is happening now is against South Sudanese citizens. It's not against Sudanese citizens. So it's gone beyond its effort to see what they could do to protect South Sudanese and bring calm until the right time for the lifting to happen.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing that. I want to move on with a couple other questions. You met with House Speaker Mike Johnson in person yesterday. Wow.
Correct.
What are your
Correct.
Impressions of how the Republican-controlled Congress and the new Trump administration will affect U.S. policy toward Africa and you know, South Sudan, too?
Thank you very much for mentioning that. I came intentionally to meet with the new administration. And Speaker Mike Johnson, who gave me time to meet with him in a very busy schedule to discuss South Sudan in particular, but also the new administration policy towards Africa. South Sudan is a country that could offer the United States and the world so much, from its minerals, from its resources, from its arable land. And we want to look at creating a win-win situation between the two countries. South Sudan is not looking for aid, is not looking for sympathy. We're looking at creating a space where we could create a win-win situation for all the nationals, South Sudanese and the American nationals, equally. And Speaker Mike Johnson was very clear in his messaging, and he said he will work very hard with the Secretary of State, with the new Trump administration, administration to see how we can create that. That's different language and different approach from the previous administration. We're looking forward to creating that and seeing how we can bring South Sudanese to kind of win and be in right space to be able to take advantage of the resources.
One more quick question. And speaking of the Trump administration, you shared this with me. We just saw a tweet from Elon Musk, who's in charge of this efficiency government new role that he's Mr. Trump's right-hand man, basically.
Correct.
And he said in that tweet, $784 million, U.S. taxpayer dollars, for new U.S. embassy in Juba in 2023, which means not on Trump's watch. This is not a reasonable expenditure. So does that mean this is kaput now?
Well, you know, if you look at the embassy in Juba, this is an old embassy that has been there, that's been paid for by taxpayers. But looking forward to creating the right atmosphere between the two countries, you know, this is something the U.S. government needs to look into. But for us to be able to create the space needed and to attract the right investors, mm-hmm. they need to have an embassy that represent the United States in Juba. So if you cut it, I mean, is that really the right approach when we could even create trillions or billions and trillions of dollars from South Sudan if we look at how do we extract these right minerals, the oil, the arable land? How do we take advantage of that? You know, South Sudan can even pay for that embassy on its own money if we can bring in U.S. technologies, U.S. businesses to come and invest in South Sudan. We can make, you know, $1 billion a month out of the resources that are available in South Sudan. So let's look
at
it
in
that way.
You've got the oil pumping again.
The oil is pumping, but we could pump more. There's more that the South Sudan can offer if we create the right atmosphere for a win-win situation.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts. That was very illuminating.
Thank you so much for having me.